Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Roger Cryan, Chief Economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've completed our 37th annual Thanksgiving cost survey. This is something we've done every year. It's become a tradition in the Farm Bureau family. Our volunteer members go out and collect, either in person or online, prices from stores. It's an informal survey, but it is an indication of what a lot of folks are paying or finding in their stores. The traditional 12-item Thanksgiving basket for 10 people this year, on the average in the U.S., cost $64.05, which was up about 20% from last year. And last year was up 14% from the year before. So that's a 36% increase in 2 years. That kind of increase is a burden on some families, no question about it. This market basket is still works out to about $6.50 per person for what is essentially a Thanksgiving feast. A good part of this increase, of the 20% increase this year, is explainable by general price inflation. Inflation has been running at a rate of about 7 to 9% in this fall, year over year. That's about a third of the increase in the food basket, and inflation is a serious issue that we've been attempting to address. General price inflation, it robs consumers and farmers of their buying power, and it's leading to quite a bit of chaos in the macroeconomy. Beyond that, food prices have risen. They've been affected by quite a number of things, including supply chain issues. The war in Ukraine is affecting quite a few commodity prices over and above our general inflation rates. And it's important to understand farmers are feeling this pain as well. They have seen a doubling of their fuel prices, a tripling of their fertilizer prices, and they are being squeezed as price takers, both when they sell their product and when they pay for their inputs. They're price takers. They take what the market offers. It's extremely important that in the U.S. and around the world, in order to make sure that we continue to have the bounty here and everywhere, so that we can be thankful this time of year, that we continue to support productive agriculture so that it can help feed us and the rest of the world.